flu shots is a conversation topic today for a lot of people, not only because, of course, we've switched the calendar to October, a lot of people worried about shots, vaccines, everything in general. The president, in fact, even tweeting about flu this morning. Here to answer the questions about the flu shot is Dr. Leandris Liburd joining us now. Doctor, did I say the last name correctly?
Liburd.
Liburd, thank you so much. Yeah. CDC Associate Director for Minority Health and Health Equity on why you really need a flu shot. I think we're told this every year. I think people's ears are a little bit more perked up this year. Perhaps that's one silver lining, people concerned and wanting to make sure they're safe.
Yes, absolutely. As we are kind of moving through the COVID-19 pandemic and entering into flu season, it's a good year for us to be particularly conscientious about getting a flu shot. I want to especially raise the importance of a flu shot this year for African Americans and Hispanic and Latino populations who tend to be under-vaccinated and who have a vaccine coverage of an average of about 40%. So through this campaign with the American Medical Association and the Ad Council that we call No One Has Time for Flu, we hope to raise those percentages.
Where's the best way to find out how to get a flu shot? I feel like I'm almost inundated by when I go to the grocery store, I see signs about it. When I'm listening here on the radio or on TV, I hear different places. Is there a best place to get it, or is it wherever you can get it, get it?
Well, I think there are several ways that we can get a flu shot and to know where to get one. And certainly if you have a primary care physician or a regular source of health care, that's a place to go. Also, your local health department is another place to go. But we would also encourage you to go to getmyflushot.org, which is the website that's associated with this campaign that will also provide information for you in terms of the nearest place you can go to get a flu shot.
For people concerned in general about just interacting with people, number one, I applaud people for their concern. I mean, it's important, obviously, to be wary about where you're going and how you're going about it. I imagine if you're going to get a flu shot, trust that the person giving it to you knows a thing or two about science and is going to be masked up wearing what they need to, and that you should be too.
For sure. Yeah, the same protective measures that we take every day, wearing a mask, washing our hands, and being sensitive to being socially distanced when we are out in public. We want you to do that same thing, and CDC has been working very closely with providers and with local pharmacies and community-based organizations and other entities to provide guidelines and guidance that ensures the safe distribution of the vaccine.
I know a lot of people, you know, concerned about vaccines in general, and I'm not putting the weight on you to convince people one way or the other about it, but, you know, people will love to pull up stats on the internet of what they found here or there, but what, I mean, 99.9999% of scientists agree about vaccines efficiency, right?
Well, I don't know if it's 99.9, but certainly we have 50 years of experience with flu vaccines, and we have found them to be safe and also to be effective. And again, when I think about communities of color that typically are not taking advantage of these flu shots, what we've observed over the last 10 flu seasons is almost twice the rate of hospitalization because of flu illnesses.
Uh-huh.
And also we see, you know, increased risk for deaths. I think another important data point that we don't hear a lot about, when we looked at what happened for the 2019-2020 flu season, we found that 189 of the deaths were to children. And of those children who were 6 months and older who died from the flu between the periods of 2010 through 2016, nearly 80% were not fully vaccinated against flu. So we have the data, we have the evidence to really document that getting a flu shot is a positive thing for to protect our health, to protect our family's health, and to protect our community's health.
I know often scientists like to look at what happens in the southern hemisphere, like Australia, to see as a predictive of what the flu season could be in the United States. It's not a perfect science. This year, Australia did incredibly well with the flu season, and experts seem to think, correct me if I'm wrong, that it had to do with the fact that everyone's protecting themselves with masks and protecting themselves from the coronavirus. I wish I could say that we're in due for the same similar period of good news, but of course, we treat coronavirus a little bit differently here, a little political here in some ways. Do you have any idea what kind of flu season we're in for because of all these different variables?
Well, we've also been observing, you know, paying attention to what's been going on in the Southern Hemisphere. We don't know at this time how that will impact or be reflected in our flu season. But we do, as you said, encourage people to continue to follow the mitigation measures of wearing a mask, washing their hands, practicing social distancing, and then we add, roll up your sleeve and get a flu shot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're certainly will continue to push those messages forward as we watch to see how, you know, the flu behaves.
Yeah. Moving forward. I wanted to bring on a caller to ask a question because a lot of people have had this experience, and I have as well, and it makes me worry about certain things. Sam, you just got a flu shot, right? Sam, you're on WGN.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yeah, I just got one on Sunday. I get one every year. But yesterday morning, I had to go home from work, and I basically was very sore all over my body, all my aches and pains. But today, I'm just fine. Okay. Is that normal with this year's flu shot?
Okay, so Sam wanted to know, she felt a little sick after getting the flu shot, feels better now. I think that happens sometimes. I guess, doctor, is that normal for a flu shot, or is that just coincidence?
Well, I can't say, you know, what's normal. I think that's, that we have had experiences, you know, where, people may experience some soreness, at the site of the injection where they got the flu shot, but that it passes, and, you know, I'm glad that that she didn't have any sort of more serious complaints and that it did pass.
Yeah.
But I think it would be an important question, you know, to ask her physician about that.
All right. Doctor, I appreciate all the work that you guys are doing at the CDC. We've said the letter CDC so many times in a row this season and so many people getting very political, but you guys are doing a lot of hard work. And thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.